There's a wonderful paper by Schopenhauer called Foundations of Morality, in which he asks the following question. How is it that a human being can so participate in and experience the pain and danger of another that, forgetting his own protection, forgetting his own safety, he moves spontaneously to that other's rescue, not thinking of himself, and even to the danger of his own life? How is it that what we think of as the first law of life, self-protection, can suddenly be dismissed this way and another law come in of participation and compassion or mitlied with suffering? When I was in Hawaii some long 4 or 5 years ago, an extraordinary event took place. There's a place on Oahu, which you may know, just about the middle of the island, a great wall of rock through which the north wind comes blowing with great, great force. And people like to go up there to get blown about. They also like to go up there to commit suicide, because if you're going to do that, well, you might as well have a good go at it. And one fine day, and this was reported in the newspapers at considerable length, two policemen were driving up in their police car along the road, and they saw on the other side of the white fence that guards the road a chap, young man, obviously thinking about jumping. The car of the police stopped, and the policeman on the right got out and grabbed the man just as he jumped. The policeman did not let go. He was being pulled over. The second policeman ran around, caught him by the legs, and pulled him back. The first one was asked, you can imagine the fun the reporters had with this, why didn't you let go? And he said, I couldn't. He said, if I had let go of that man, I could not have lived another day of my life. I had given myself to that man. How could he have done that? Then he did something very pretty. The man was, of course, glad to be rescued. He had experienced the death already. That was all he wanted. The psychologist Carl Jung says, be careful lest you're caught in a symbolic situation. And he was perspiring. The policeman gave him his handkerchief to wipe his face. And when he went to hand it back to the cop, the policeman said, no, you can keep that. He knew what he'd done. Schopenhauer asked, how is it one can do that? How is it that this law of self-preservation can be suspended? And his answer is, this is the realization and impulse of a metaphysical truth, namely, you and that other are one. And the experience of separateness is simply a secondary effect of the way in which our sense organs experience the world, namely, in a field of time and space, which creates what Nietzsche calls the principium individuationis, the individuating principle which separates us.